Hear NFL legends, players, coaches, and media members from around the country sharing their insights and stories with us year-round. Here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Tailgate.
All right, now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate, back in his regular weekly time slot, is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you tonight?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Good, thank you, Tony.
Doing good, Tony.
So, Tony, last week we celebrated the 7th anniversary of the show, so we didn't get an opportunity to do our 5-star picks of the week. So I want to bring everybody up to date, right? Let's go back. Week one, we all finished at 4-1, had a really strong start of the season. Week two, which we didn't get to talk about last week, was a stinker for all of us. You guys, you and Bob, 1-3-1. I was 0-4-1. You know, Bob, only one to correctly pick the Falcons that week over the Panthers. So kudos to Bob for getting that one right. Tony, you were the only one to pick the Chiefs over the Steelers. So kudos to you for getting that one right. We all tied with the Vikings and the Packers. They tied, so we tied. And then we were all wrong about the Patriots over the Jags and the Giants over the Cowboys. So through 2 weeks, you and Bob are 5-4-1. I'm 4-5-1. So we got a lot of work to do. We got to pick it up this week because that was an embarrassing week two for us. So Let's go ahead and get into it, Tony, because the first game we want to talk about tonight is the Vikings and the Rams, which is going on over, I'm sure, all of our shoulders right now. You got the 1-1-1 Vikings and the 3-0 Rams. The Rams are a 7-point home favorite. Over under is 49. So, Tony, who do you like tonight?
I was watching the Vikings last week against Buffalo, and they couldn't score a point, and now they're up 7-0 against the Rams. So, I mean, you know, this season, I think it's going to be one of those crazy seasons. But, you know, I got to go with L.A. playing at home with all the offense they have with Gurley and Goff. And you know, they got a great offense, and they got a fantastic defense. So I got to go with the Vikes. I mean, I got to go with the Rams. You know, that would be the logical thing to do. So I'm going to go with the Rams. Going to go with the Rams. Vikings already got 7, so we'll say 24-21 Rams.
All right. Bob, what do you think?
That was the exact same score I had, believe it or not, Tony. I like the Rams, too, because, the Vikings may have scored once, but, again, this is a team that does not give up much. I think the Vikings can get maybe 21-24 points, but Rams, I think once they get their offense going, I think they'll pick it up, especially in the second half. So I'm going to say the same score, 24-21 Rams.
All right. First time I think we've had the same score by you guys. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and I'm with you guys. It's hard to pick against the Rams tonight. They may be the most complete team in the league right now, averaging 34 points a game on offense. Their defense is only allowing 12. Which is tops in the league. Goff is a 6-rated passer. He's completing 70% of his passes. We all know about Todd Gurley. He's 4th in the league in rushing right now, 4 touchdowns. And Minnesota's defense has fallen off a little bit since last season, middle of the road. So I'm with you, even though they're down 7-0. I'm going to take the Rams as well. And I think it's a little wider spread. I'm taking the Rams 31-17. Second game this week, Tone. 2-1 Eagles going to the 2-1 Titans. The Eagles are a 3.5-point road favorite, and the over-under is 41. Who do you like in this one?
Wow, this is a tough one to pick, man. I was watching the Titans last week against the Jaguars, and those Jags beat my Patriots a couple weeks ago. And I mean, Jacksonville couldn't do nothing against the Tennessee last week. So I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with Tennessee upsetting Philly. With a low scoring game again, I think the Titans defense is pretty decent. So we're going to go 17-14 Tennessee.
Wow. All right. Bob, what do you got?
I like the Eagles on the road, guys. I don't like Tennessee's offense that much. I just don't think they can score with them. I think it might be a close game. It can go either way. You could see a team like Philly, but I think Wentz is situated. The team's on a mission, and I think they go into Philly, score 30 points, and win 30-24.
All right. And Bob, I'm with you. I like the Eagles in this one, guys. You know, Carson Wentz, he looked all right in his return last week, 255, a touchdown and a pick. And the Eagles defense, number one against the run. They're only allowing 62 yards a game. They're tied for eighth in amount of average points scored at just a shade over 18. And to your point, Tony, Titans, you know, won a pitcher's duel last week over the Jags, 9-6. And the Titans, Bob, to your point, 30th in the league in points scored per week at 16. So I think the Eagles go in. I think they score a few more points. I think the Titans defense is all right. But I like Wentz and company more than I like Marcus Mariota, who, oh, by the way, is dealing with a hand injury. And Blake Gabbert actually started last week's game. So I'm going to take the Eagles. I think they win it 24-17. We got a couple more games to go. We've got our next guest, Bo Bach, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Bo in just a moment. Tony, our third game is the 3-0 Dolphins. Let me say that again, Tony. The 3-0 Dolphins going to your 1-2 Patriots. And, Patriots still a home favorite, 6.5, over under is 48. But, you know, who would have ever guessed that in this game, if one of the teams was going to be 3-0 and one of the teams was going to be 1-2, that it would be the Dolphins at 3-0 and the Patriots at 1-2. Tony, right. How about your boys?
Man, you know what? We're hurting right now. I mean, I don't know what's going to be the solution. I don't know if Josh Gordon can come in and help us out and take some of the pressure off of Gronk. And our offensive line is not where it should be. But I can't go against my Patriots, so I gotta go. You know, Miami's playing some good football, 3-0. But I don't know the last time Brady and Belichick has lost three games in a row. It's been a while since that has happened. So gotta go with my Patriots, and we're gonna go 37. Gonna be a high scoring game, 37-34, New England.
Wow. Okay. Bob, what do you think? Can the Patriots get it back together?
Hey, I think so, Chris. I just don't think, even with injuries, I just can't see that team ever being 1-3. And I know Gronkowski, Gordon, they're very limited in practice. I talked about Burkhead already. They're always going to be banged up. It's just a matter of, I just don't think this is the time. They have to get it together pretty quickly here. I'm with Tony. I'm going to say they win this game. Pretty high score. And I'm going to say 31-24.
All right. And, you know, guys, I can't believe what I'm seeing stats-wise here as you dig deeper, right? Tom Brady, 25th in passing yards, 15th in passer rating. Ryan Tannehill, 4th. It's like everything is upside down in this game. So, I want to say the Dolphins are going to win. I just can't pull the trigger. I can't do it. So, but I think it's going to be close, just like you guys have it, but at a little lower scoring. I'm going to take the Patriots 24-20. But my gut wants to say Dolphins. Our fourth game is the 1-1-1 Baker Mayfield-led Browns going out to the very disappointing 0-3 Oakland Raiders. The Raiders somehow are a 3-point road home favorite in this one, over under 44.5. Tony, can the Raiders get off the schneid, or is Baker Mayfield going to be all the rage in Cleveland?
Man, I watched Baker play last week, man. He came in the game and he was just fantastic. And I think the kid has something. I love the way he moves around in that pocket and gets rid of that ball. I just don't know what's going on with the Raiders. I thought, John being there, coming back, they would get him off to a good start, but they haven't won a game yet. And I don't think they're going to win against Cleveland either. I think Cleveland's going to be on a roll, be 2 in a row for Cleveland. So I'm going with Cleveland, 27-24, Cleveland.
All right. Bob, what do you think here?
I just can't picture Oakland going 0-4 either. I mean, under Gruden, Gruden said he'd give all his salary back if he doesn't turn this thing around somewhat, but I don't know about that. But, yeah, 0-4 just seems impossible for them. They have to get a win here. I mean, Cleveland, I think they'll continue to raise some eyebrows and improve, and I think Mayfield gets his feet wet. But I think the Raiders get their first win of the season, guys. I'm going to say 27-20.
27-20. All right. Well, guys, I mean, you know, I love what I like. You know, like you said, Tony, I love what I saw from Baker Mayfield. Ignited the offense, got them excited. It seemed like, you know, boy, as soon as he got in the game, everything sort of went up a notch. And as you take a little bit deeper dive into the Browns, they're number one in the giveaway takeaway ratio. Who would have guessed that? They're a +9, mostly thanks to, you know, what they did to my Steelers. At the opposite end of that, the Raiders dead last, -4. So I think it sort of begins and ends right there. I like the Browns. I like what Baker Mayfield's doing, and I'm going to take them as well. I'm going with you, Tony. I'm taking the Browns 27-20. Our last game is a 2-1 Ravens going to my 1-1-1 Steelers, and the Steelers are a 3-point home favorite over under 50.5. Tony, my boys hung on for dear life in the second half Monday night to get a win over the Bucks. Can they do it again against the Ravens?
I think they can, man. I was actually watching that game, and I was like, man, if they let Tampa Bay come back and beat them, it's going to be hell in Pittsburgh. So, but they held on, and I'm a little nervous about this. But I'm a little nervous about this game, but I just think it's a big rivalry against these two teams, and I just think Pittsburgh's going to pull it out. But it's going to be a close one. You're going to go 27-26.
Oh, Pittsburgh. 1 point. All right.
1 point game.
Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, Tony's right on about this. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be physical, and I think the Steelers can pull it out. That's unless they get a late hit on the quarterback, Chris, that's called roughing, right? I mean, it's very possible that that might cancel this whole game. But, yeah, I'm going to say the Steelers, a typical game between these two, maybe ugly at times, but Steelers come on top. How about 23-17?
All right. Well, guys, you know, the Steelers and their offense, they continue to look good, averaging 29 points a game. But unfortunately, on the opposite side, they're allowing 30. So no lead seems safe right now with the Steelers defense. You know, like, you know, you look at what they're giving up over the air, 288 passing yards, 122 rushing yards a game, which is 25th in the league. Very unsteeled defense. Like, it makes me nuts thinking how badly they're playing on defense. But these teams generally split with each other, and the Steelers usually play well against the Ravens at home, which is the reason why I'm taking them. I'll take them in a higher scoring game. I'll take the Steelers 34-27. Tony, before we let you go, remind our listeners about the great things you do helping kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to our website. We're trying to help as many kids as possible going off to school and also in the community.
Fantastic stuff as always, Tony. Look forward to catching up with you again next week. In between now and then, all the best to you and you and your family, my friend.
Enjoy the weekend, Tony.
You have a great one, guys.
See you, Tony. That's former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins and our five-star picks of the week. We've got our next guest, Bo Bock, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Bo on the other side of this quick station break.